File 3.
AudiobookForFree.com has a special section designed to be used by blind and visually impaired listeners. Enjoy the colorful world of our audiobooks.
Crucial element number one to make your quarry fall in love with you: making a dynamite first impression. Those first few seconds your quarry lays eyes on you has awesome potency. The picture burns its way into his or her eyes and can stay emblazoned in your quarry's memory forever. I have a dear friend, an older gentleman named Gerald, who is very sought after in the social scene of his hometown. He has a charming escort for several elderly ladies who have long ago lost their husbands. He met these women when they were all in high school back together in the late 1940s. His women friends are inwardly beautiful, but physically, several have gained weight and have long since lost their youthful attractiveness. Once at a party, I overheard a very rude man tease Gerald about his, quote, taste in women. My friend was genuinely confused at the tactless remark. "But they are all beautiful," he exclaimed. Gerald reached into his wallet and pulled out an old dog-eared black-and-white photograph. It was of his high school homecoming queen and her court. "See," he said to the man. Two of the three ladies he was currently escorting were in the photo. One of them was the homecoming queen. To this day, my friend saw his lady friends as beautiful as they were back in 1948. Such is the power of first impressions. So the question comes to mind: why do we spend so much time grooming ourselves for a date when, by that time, first impressions are already formed? 1 in 5 Americans is single and searching, American Demographics magazine tells us. That means there are 49 million Americans, age 25 and older, who are single, widowed, or divorced. Potential love partners are everywhere, looking for love, just like you. PLPs are sitting in the park munching a blimpie, enjoying music at a concert, buying a newspaper, walking their dog, riding the commuter train, and going to restaurants all around you. Technique number one: dress for the kill everywhere. Men, this does not mean you have to don your three-piece suit to buy the newspaper. Women, it does not mean you have to slap on 3 coats of mascara to walk the dog. What it does mean is, whenever you step out the door, step out dressed to make the kill. Not only should you be physically ready, but you must keep your mental doors open to let love walk in wherever you are. I have a friend, a nail tech, who has been doing my nails for some years. It's the same conversation we have every time I have my nails done. Cindy gripes to me that in her line of work, all she meets is women. There must be some drug and nail polish remover that dissolves women's inhibitions and induces them to spill every detail of their life as they hold hands across the manicure table. Anyway, I had a late appointment with Cindy one evening at 6 o'clock. She was again telling me how, after a long day of clipping, filing, and painting, she's too tired to go out to try to meet someone. At about 6:45 p.m., the door opens behind Cindy's back. We both hear a deep male voice saying, "Excuse me, I know it's terribly late, but is it possible to get a manicure?" I look up over Cindy's shoulder and behold, a Greek god! Before I can pull my jaw back up, Cindy, not even turning around, says, "Nah, we close in 10 minutes. "How do you like that?" she grumbles, without even looking up from my hangnail as he walks out. "Who does he think he is to march in here at this hour and expect a manicure?" Then Cindy hears a jaguar revving up outside her window. Now, Cindy's ears are very finely tuned to such sounds as expensive sports cars. She jumps up to look, and there is her Adonis careening out of the parking lot and out of her life forever. Cindy didn't stop kicking herself long enough for me to respectfully suggest that one should keep one's eyes open all the time for such opportunities. Technique number two: stay psychologically fit to kill. Big game hunters lay bear traps even before they spot the bear. Fishermen cast nets long before the swarm swims their way. And if you set your psychological trap the minute your feet hit the floor in the morning, chances are the next big one won't get away. The next question is, when I see the person I want to fall in love with me, what should I do? You don't need science to tell you that you cannot make someone fall in love with you unless the two of you are introduced. Unless, of course, you engineer their acquaintance without the benefit of introduction. In the vernacular, that's called pick them up. Proponents of politically correct would recoil at that phrase. But I, for one, have nothing against the concept if the pickup is done in a manner, shall we say, befitting the situation and the individuals involved. Let us now explore the scientifically proven best first way to meet someone of the opposite sex. Biologists, as they watch animals spotting each other, sniffing, growling, hissing, nuzzling, and finally copulating, observe the same courtship patterns over and over. Identical patterns of proceptivity and aggression repeat themselves time and time again. And if the pattern is broken, often copulation does not take place. It's no different with Homo sapiens. That's us. But we operate with a handicap. Unlike in lower animals, our brains get in the way of our instincts. We think too much. We ask ourselves too many questions. Will he think I'm forward? Should I play hard to get? Is my tie straight? Maybe I should go to the ladies' room and put on some more lipstick first. Or shyness takes over and paralyzes us, like a deer frozen in car headlights. Rabbits have no such reflections. Nor should we when we spot our quarry. We must merely follow what research tells us are the right moves. Both men and women are infinitely more drawn to someone who instantly likes them. In several studies, men and women who didn't know each other were told, falsely, by researchers, that another participant liked them. When later questioned whom they liked in the group, practically every participant chose someone of the opposite sex who supposedly liked them. Now, unfortunately, you don't have a researcher whispering in your quarry's ear how much you like them, so you must demonstrate that all on your own. Since saying, I like you, sounds a tad abrupt in words, leave it to your body to do the talking for you. Science documents that the early body language of both partners is crucial to whether love will develop or not. One of the most tireless researchers in the laboratory of love was Dr. Timothy Perper. He spent more than 2,000 grueling hours perched on stools of singles bars, tirelessly scrutinizing men, women, and their early courting moves. Like researchers tracking the mating habits of hamsters, Dr. Perper spotted the identical courtship pattern repeatedly in his singles bars laboratory. Night after night, he stayed resolutely at his post, scribbling notations, devising charts, and hypothesizing formulas as men and women picked each other up. Then, in the finest scientific tradition, he broke the body language pattern of couples getting to know each other into very specific steps, which became known as the dance of intimacy. Broken down into its simplest form, the dance of intimacy begins with a nonverbal signal, a glance, a smile, a wink across the room. Then moving closer together and a verbal signal. Hi, do you come here often? Are you enjoying the party? Anything. In between is a gradual turning towards each other, first head to head, then belly to belly, knees to knees, feet to feet, leaning forward, showing acceptance of the other. Dr. Perper found that if either partner broke the sequence by not responding warmly to each overture, even accidentally, the couple drifted apart. Now some specifics. Gentlemen first. Say you're at a party and you spot a lady who has love partner potential. Should you go right up to her and introduce yourself? Well, of course, you say. What's wrong with that? Here's what's wrong. Studies have shown that there is so much of what is called brain clutter going on when two people meet each other. She needs time to size you up when she first sees you. Does she like your looks? Your manner? Your posture? Your clothes? She doesn't have time to metabolize all that and your spoken words at the same time. And make a thoughtful decision on how she wants to react. So, gentlemen, when you spot an attractive lady, what's the best strategy? Let your eyes do the work first. 1. Make eye contact. Catch her glance across the room and hold your eye contact for a few extra seconds. 2. Smile at her. Make sure your smile is friendly, respectful, not a leering grin or a salacious smirk. Now, gentlemen, be prepared for her to look away. A lady will always lower or avert her eyes when a man looks at her. This does not mean she is not interested. Now, gentlemen, here is a trick. Quickly check the second hand on your watch. If she looks up again at you within 45 seconds, it means she welcomes your attentions. And at the moment she looks up, you must be looking at her, or she loses interest. And heaven forbid you should be glancing at another woman when she looks up. That's your swan song with her. So as she coyly feigns interest in something else in the room, clock how long it takes for her to glance back at you. If it's within 45 seconds, proceed as follows. Step 3. Nod slightly. The nod reads, I like you. May I make a reservation to talk with you? Think of it as making a reservation at a table at an exclusive restaurant. When you've signaled a woman's attention, you've made your reservation to talk with her. Step 4. Move within her range. You are now in position for conversation. What should you say to her? After my seminars, many a shy hunter has asked me, well, what's a good opening line? Fellas, there is no such thing as a good opening line. In fact, far more significant than what you say is how you look and how you say whatever you say. Gentlemen, your opening words should relate to the woman or the current situation. Ask her what time it is. Compliment her watch. Ask her directions. Inquire how she knows the host or the hostess of the party. In fact, the less clever your opener, the better. Because this early in the relationship, she is not metabolizing your words. She's checking you out. Whatever you say, she knows it's just an excuse to talk to her. And if she likes you, that's fine with her. Although you should not memorize any line, do pay attention to the first words which flow from your lips. Like the first glimpse of you should please your quarry's eyes, your first words should delight her ears. Remember, after you have said just one sentence to your quarry, that is 100% of her sampling of you so far. If you open with a complaint, in her book, you're a complainer. If you open with a conceited remark, she labels you a bragger. But if your first words charm her, you are charming. That, Huntress, goes both ways. But, gentlemen, conversation is rougher for you at first because men often forget that times have changed. In times gone by, a woman had to be impressed with your muscles or your speed and know you could go out in the jungle and trap a wild pig for dinner. But many women today can afford their own pork pâté at a fancy restaurant. So the name of the game is no longer impress a woman. It's show how impressed you are with her. Let's review. Technique number 3 for hunters. Smart moves. 1. Make eye contact. 2. When she looks at you, smile at her. She will, of course, look away. But 3. If she returns your gaze within the decisive 45 seconds, nod slightly. 4. Move within her range, close enough to talk. 5. Say something pleasant, respectful, not overly clever, and then take time to explore her personality. Now you're into your first conversation, and we'll get more details on that shortly. But first, huntresses, what should you do when the possible love of your life makes the approach? Place likely hard to get? Absolutely not! Actual laboratory studies have shown that does not work. You must make the man feel immediately accepted. No matter how cool and self-assured he may seem to you, chances are there is a little shy boy hiding inside. Most of us women were weaned on boosting the male ego. Perhaps some chemical in mother's milk told us to kowtow to all the men in our life. By age 5, we had already learned what worked. Oh, Daddykins, you're so wonderful. I know you'll buy me that Barbie doll. Then something happened. We grew up. Some of us became feminists. But like throwing out the baby with the wash, many women threw out the, oh, you're so wonderful, attitude along with their tattered baby dolls. The modern woman feels she needs to express her capability, her independence, her superintelligence right away. Wrong. There is plenty of time to show a man these qualities later. And you must if you want to have a good relationship with mutual respect. But now is not the time. Now is the time to make the man feel you think he's just absolutely, positively wonderful. Women, use the technique I call the big baby pivot. Picture yourself now sitting on a stool. and an adorable little 4-year-old boy walks up to you and says, "Hi, my name is Willie." Well, you turn around, you smile at the kid, you open up, you lean forward, you give him a big hello, Willie. You definitely show how pleased you are that he came up and said hello. Sisters, men are all big babies. Technique number 4 for huntresses, the big baby pivot. Huntresses, whenever a man approaches you, picture him as a big baby. Pivot toward him. Accept his approach like you're a welcoming and adorable little child. If you want him to continue, give him the nice, warm, Willy welcome. Now, really successful huntresses don't even wait for the man to make the first move. You may think the responsibility for, quote, picking you up rests on the man's shoulders, but surprisingly enough, research shows that women initiate 2/3 of all encounters. This, too, is part of nature's grand design. In the animal kingdom, wannabe lovers attract each other by hooting, crowing, or stomping the ground. They are more overt than us Homo sapiens. A female chimpanzee in heat will spot her quarry, stroll up to the male, and tip her buttocks toward his nose to get his attention. She'll bare her teeth and make some noise like, "Hee, hee, hee." Then she'll actually pull him up to his feet to copulate. This behavior is known as female proceptivity. Female proceptivity, as opposed to receptivity, is not unknown to our species, although we are hopefully a little less obvious.